Welcome to The Courtyard, the original program that is part comedy, part drama, and explores the relevant and often controversial issues faced by our extended family of humanity. Following the dramedy, you're invited to participate in a lively discussion on the issues and content of today's program with our studio panel. And now, Lava Lava Rediffusion Theater presents The Courtyard.
I was born Rosa Carlotta Silvania Cristanti, but in the late 80s, I changed my name to Eve. I don't really know if there is a precise moment when it happened. I think it's really a series of events rather than one moment that made me change it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But do all women hit a point in their lives when they feel they just screwed everything up?
I was born Daniel Ignacio Silvania Ulloa.
Isn't that a great name? A powerful name.
Every man should have a name he can associate himself with.
Daniel Ignacio Silvania Ulloa. That's mine.
I guess that's normal. At least I hope it is. You know, to blame yourself when things don't work out the way we want them.
Of course, when my father left, it was just my mother and me. We dropped the last name Ulloa after that. Daniel Ignacio Silvania. That's me.
Okay. So there's really wasn't anything wrong with me being Rosa. Becoming Eve was just a way to be someone else and yet retain the better parts of my life. Confused yet? Let me start several years ago with me and my sister Maria.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager?
I don't see what you've got to lose, Rosa. He's as good a man as any.
Maria, we're talking about my fiancé. You make it sound like I'm getting a dog from the pound.
Same thing.
Maria!
Come on. He's not the greatest guy, that's all. I know you can do better. What's wrong with that boy from the market, Efran?
He had a hairy back.
Okay. What about Eduardo, the delivery guy? He seemed nice.
He had hairy feet.
Okay. What about Christian?
He had no hair at all.
Rosa.
It was creepy.
Do you even know what you want?
Someone with a good amount of hair, not too much, not too little.
I'm being serious.
I want to marry Carlos. And I want you and Lupe to be there with me. You're the only family I have since Mom and Dad died. We have to stick together.
I know, but...
I'm just nervous. I don't want to make the same mistakes that you and Salvador did.
And then wait. Why the rush? You're still young.
You and Salvador married young.
And that was our first mistake. Now Danny doesn't have a father. You said you wanted to do things differently. And this isn't it.
Maria, you worry too much.
And you don't worry enough. Carlos has no skills. How will he support you?
Papa had none either when he married Mama. And he took care of all of us. We'll manage.
I wish you were as frugal with your dreams as you were with your money. I hope you're right, Rosa. You're too good to be held down by any man.
I wish Maria could see the same man in Carlos that I saw. Oh, he was charming. And so handsome. I suppose that should have been my first clue.
This looks like a great spot.
It's wonderful. And the weather is perfect.
I knew you'd like it.
How did you find this place?
It's a family secret. My father actually took my mother here on their first date as well. He proposed to her in this very spot.
That's such a beautiful story.
One, thou shalt never love another.
Thou shalt never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Yeah. She didn't know the Carlos I knew.
So it was just my mother and me. And from time to time, my tia Rosa and Carlos. It was great. Who needed a dad? Well, I did. Once my mother got sick, I was 11.
Danny, mi amor, I have something to tell you, but I need you to be strong.
I didn't know how to be brave. Hell, I was only 11 years old.
Can you be brave for Mama?
No. I don't know how. Please don't make me.
Danny was such a great kid. He had the most captivating smile. Honestly, everyone was drawn to him. His mother was the strongest person I had ever met. I think there were times when I drew the strength I needed from hers. Unfortunately, the leukemia took her faster than anyone had expected.
Maria, you look better today. How are you feeling?
I'm tired.
Have some ice chips. The doctor says you need to stay hydrated.
No, I'm fine. I'm just worried about Danny.
Don't talk like that now. Danny is fine, you know that. The doctor says you need to rest. You need to save your strength.
He is my son. He's barely a man, and there's no one to care for him after I'm gone.
You need to get some sleep.
Ever since Salvador left, you and Carlos have been good at helping me raise him. He needs you both right now.
What he needs is for his mama to get better.
Rosa, I'm dying. I'm not going to get better. Except that.
You're being foolish now. Some rest will do you good.
This is all that I ask for. Why do you insist on punishing me? He is all that I have left, and you are all that he has left.
No, I can't. I'm not a mother, not like you. I can't do this.
I need you.
This time is different. You won't be there if I don't know what to do. This is too much for me, Maria. I'm sorry.
I need you.
Maria, I'm sorry.
My heart is heavy.
How she had more faith in me than I ever did, I'll never know.
When do you think we realize that nothing lasts forever?
It was so hard to say no. It really was. But I was trying to convince myself she wasn't sick.
Or that our time here is precious.
Maria was 34 when she died.
Or that life slowly begins to pull a cloak over your eyes and chokes you.
She battled her leukemia for 3 years before it took her over. She fought so bravely every step of the way. I don't know who took Maria's death hardest, Danny or me.
Silence. That was all I knew. Everything around me was so silent and dark. There was nothing I could say. God already took my mother away. I had no words for him after that.
So, Danny came to live with us.
Carlos, I wish he would just talk to us.
He'll be fine. Look, it's been 2 months since his mother passed. You shouldn't expect progress overnight.
I knew I couldn't do this. What was I thinking?
You're not alone. I'm here too.
He's my nephew. It just isn't fair.
Family is family. Right now, he needs you. Hell, he's a good kid. He's just having a rough time. It was hard for me when my mother passed away.
You were 27 when she passed. He's 14.
The loss is still the same.
I just don't think I'm the right person to help him through this.
He'll be fine.
He just sits there quiet. What is he thinking about?
Oh, and quiet he was too. For so many days. Just this look of sadness on his face. Then, finally one night when I went to tuck him into bed, he asked me,
"What is high school like?"
"Well, it's kind of like that place you went last summer."
"It's like camp?"
"Sure, in some ways."
"It is? How?"
"Well, it's new and exciting, and you'll make new friends. It's wonderful, you'll see."
"Thea, What is heaven like?
Why would you ask that?
At the funeral, everyone said that Mom went to heaven. What is it like there?
I don't know. I guess, like experiencing the greatest joy you could ever know.
Really? Are there games?
Yes.
And ice cream?
In every flavor you could imagine.
And that's where my mom went.
Yes. All angels go to heaven. And now that she's up there, she can watch you every single day.
Okay, then.
And then he was fine. Oh. Oh, it's hot in here. Hot flashes are evil. I'm telling you, they are God's punishment that all women will endure being the daughter of Eve. I swear, all of this over a damned apple. It's hard to be a woman. And little by little, everything starts to chip away at you.
See? He just needed to get out of the house. That's all.
Well, I'm just glad to see him doing well in school again. And making friends, too. He really needed that.
It was good. He was so popular in school. Made the soccer team. But after he graduated, things started to change. I thought maybe Danny was quiet because he finally started to deal with his mother's death. But I was wrong. It was like he had no energy. He slept all day. He barely ate. He was so irritable. It was around that time that he and Carlos started fighting.
I'm tired of you sitting around here, Danny. You're old enough to contribute to this family. If you're not going to attend college, then get a job.
Fine.
Hey, where are you going? What is that kid's problem?
I don't know.
I can't deal with him much longer.
Carlos, you don't mean that.
Like hell I don't.
He's trying to find himself.
He isn't looking that hard.
You're such a bully.
What did I do?
By then, I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do. I finally decided that the best thing to do would be to talk to him. He's always been honest with me. But what could I say? I tried to think of what Maria would have done in that situation.
Danny? We really need to talk.
I know.
Is everything okay?
Do I sound like everything's okay?
Why are you so angry?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Well, then let's try and figure things out.
Let's not.
I'm worried about you.
Don't be.
Well, I am. You've been so angry recently. I just don't understand
why. There's nothing to understand.
What are you thinking about?
That won't work this time.
You're 20, an adult. Your mother would be so proud of you.
I am proud of you.
I wish she were here.
I wish you were here too. But I'm here. Talk to me.
I'm confused.
And that's okay. Let's just figure it out together.
It's not that easy.
You haven't tried.
It's not that easy.
You haven't tried.
I can't.
Why?
I'm so proud of you.
Because I'm no longer that 11-year-old boy who watched my mother die. I'm not sure he even existed.
Please, just talk to me.
I'm somebody different.
You're still Danny to me.
I'm scared.
We're all scared.
No. I've tried to avoid this. Pretend it was something that would go away, but it haunts me, Thea. Punishes me day after day after day.
Danny! Danny.
But I used to think of them in my room with me. After practice, Thea. When they were in the shower, I used to think of them.
Danny.
Thea, I'm gay.
That was the first thing he told me that would change my life forever.
I'm ashamed.
I have to admit that I always suspected.
I don't mean to hurt you or Theo Carlos.
Hurt?
Hurt? I couldn't have been hurt. I just didn't realize he was dealing with more than his mother's death. Honestly, though, it was like being hit in the head with a brick. I was ashamed that I wasn't there for him. Had I failed him? But after he said those words, There was a light that relit his eyes. He was free at last, in some way to be himself. And I just wanted to protect him.
I will not have that pervert living in my house.
But I wasn't able to do so.
Then I will pack my things and go.
Danny, no. Carlos, please.
Tia, I'll be fine. I don't want to stay where I'm not welcomed.
He doesn't mean it, Danny.
I sure as hell do.
I'll leave right now.
Danny!
I can turn my back as well as anyone who turns their back on me.
Carlos, how can you throw him out? He has no place to go.
He should have thought of that before he decided to bring his filth into my house.
I brought nothing here. I didn't even ask to live here.
You are filth. What you do is disgusting.
Carlos is Danny. It's not some stranger. It's our nephew.
I no longer have a nephew.
Yes, you do. A gay one.
He trusted us. And we betrayed him. I don't understand. He was like the son we never had.
This was not in the picture.
You make me sick.
This is my house. He is no longer welcomed here.
This is our house.
I don't want a pervert living with us.
What happened to family being there for each other? Huh? I promised his mother that I would take care of him.
That was a promise I never made.
Carlos Crisanti, as long as there is air in my lungs, I will never forgive you.
And Danny was gone. It was so quiet after that. I did run out after him. I wasn't able to find him, though. I felt as if I had betrayed my own nephew. A thick cloud of tension lingered in the house. I couldn't bring myself to look at Carlos.
I thought being gay in itself would be hard, you know? Dios hates you, according to some. Society fears you. Your family can't even look at you because they're ashamed or annoyed or both. That's a lot of pressure. And yet it's so much more than that. It's always having to look over your shoulder. It's about learning who you can trust. And it's about the true disappointment when you discover that the ones that you're supposed to rely on abandon their responsibilities. I mean, I had to come out. I was so tired of being ashamed. I had nothing to hide. Let them be afraid of me. I've done nothing wrong to no one. I really had no place to go. It was dark when I left my tía's house. I walked all night until dawn, and then I stumbled onto the YMCA. That was where I met Eric.
I finally found solace in the comfort of another man. His name was Eric. He was Danny's lover.
Oh, Eric was so beautiful. Tall, handsome, white. Had eyes the color of green, like the soccer field I used to play on. Oh, I was so nervous to ask him out. But I did. After 2 weeks, I asked him out.
Eric was there for me at the time when I really had no one to listen. He really helped both Danny and me through the pain we were dealing with. They were revitalizing me. But after 3 years of love, Danny approached me one evening.
Tia, I have something to tell you.
What is it?
Eric is sick, and the doctors don't think he's going to get better.
Oh, honey, it'll be okay. We'll get through this.
No, we won't, because I may not be here.
What?
I'm sick, too, and the doctors know. They all know that I'm going to die.
That was the second thing he would say that changed my life. It was then that I knew Eve was to be born. And it was just Danny and me now, in a sense. Carlos was around, but we never talked. Then Eric came into our lives, and he was just the breath of fresh air that we all needed.
Morning, Danny. How are you feeling?
Better now that I've rested some.
Where's Eric?
He's sitting outside in the garden still.
Mijito, he looks so tired.
He was up all night long, coughing.
I don't want to talk about this right now.
Tia, you have to. It's not going to go away.
I know. Today is a good day for a walk.
Tia?
You guys are inside all day. You need to... Look at you. You're pale.
I'm sick.
Well, the sun will help.
Tia.
I used to ask myself, how could a mother leave her own child alone in the hospital to die? So many young men were suffering as Danny and Eric were. To look into their eyes was to see the sight of someone who had given up. Most of the doctors wouldn't even come near them. It was a segregation far greater than I had ever witnessed, even as a woman or a Latina. I guess not every mother is maternal. I found that very disappointing. But before that, it was just nice to be a part of Danny and Eric's love. That was until Eric's health deteriorated. Then I actually had to deal with the autoimmune deficiency syndrome.
There were times in the final stages of our illness that I remember Tia Rosa crying. She used to say things. When she thought we were sleeping, she would blame herself. That used to break my heart.
Oh. This is the hardest part of the story, and I really hate thinking about it, let alone talk about it. But it's important, and I have to keep reminding myself of that. I just couldn't understand why any of these men had to suffer. Why? Why? I hated it so much. It was so unnecessary. So in honor of their memory, I talk about it. It's something I need to do. And as I sit with Danny, that disease destroyed Eric. It ravished Danny just as equally.
Hijito, I'm here. Just like I've always been here for you.
Tia, it hurts. I can't do it anymore. I don't want to watch my body fall apart.
I know. I know. But I'm here with you. You don't have to be alone.
I'm scared. Why me, Tia? Why Eric?
I couldn't answer him. I didn't know what to say. I tried so hard not to be angry or hurt or confused. The truth was I was all three. It was frustrating. To this day, it's still hard. His death doesn't affect me as much as it once did. I guess that's one of the benefits of time.
I'm ready, Tia. I'm ready to die. Please let me go. I want to be with Eric and my mother.
Don't talk like that.
Tia, please don't be sad. It's okay.
It's not okay.
Come to me, my son.
You can't go.
Come to me.
I need you here with me.
Tia, it's okay. You can let me go.
I couldn't let him go. Not just yet. I was so selfish. I couldn't help it. He was all I had left. Carlos and I weren't even getting along anymore.
How is Danny?
You can go to the hospital for yourself and see.
I can't go.
You mean you won't go?
No, I can't go.
That's your nephew in that hospital, in case you've forgotten.
I didn't put him there.
You didn't help?
I can't help how I feel. It isn't right.
It isn't right? Carlos, you threw Danny out on the streets. He had no place to go. He's dying.
And you spend all your time with them. How am I supposed to feel?
I don't care how you feel.
I'm your husband.
Are you? Is that what you are now, my husband? You look like the man I married, but I don't even know you anymore.
What does that mean?
It means that I should have said something earlier. It means that I don't like you very much right now. It means that if you continue to sit there talking to me, I'm going to really start hating you. It means whatever you want it to mean. I'm going to bed. I have to wake up early and go to the hospital.
Rosa. Rosa!
Before I say anything else, I have to say this. Carlos was a good man. Stupid, but good nonetheless. In his own way. But I was done with it then. My nephew needed me.
I'm here, Danny. I'm here for you.
So somehow I just continued moving forward.
I was ready to die. My body wouldn't function any longer. Every day became worse and I was becoming delirious from fatigue. I wasn't fighting any longer.
By then I started to feel like less of a woman, completely undesirable. I was spending my time at the hospital and not taking care of myself. So when Carlos told me he was leaving me for another woman, I wasn't surprised.
Rosa, we have been over this again and again.
Yes, well, I don't understand it.
Why are you doing this?
Because I'm mad as hell, Carlos.
I don't know what to say.
You never know what to say. Is she worth losing all that we have?
What do we have, Rosa? What?
Obviously nothing.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, you are so blinded by your stupidity. And even worse is that you use it to demoralize my love for you.
You're being unfair.
Oh, I think this constitutes me a little unfairness.
I never meant to hurt you, Rosa.
Spare me, please. You knew what you were doing. You're just too selfish to care.
Don't ridicule me.
You work with this woman every day, yet you came home to me. I never imagined that you could fall.
I don't know why I tried to explain it. You just don't understand.
No, Carlos, I don't understand. I'm your wife. I gave you 20 years of my life.
I don't have time for this.
That's right. Go to your girlfriend's house. You have all kinds of time for her.
Rosa.
Carlos, tell me why. Is there no love for me in your heart?
It's not that simple.
Yes, it is. As simple as you walking out right now.
I can't stand the way you condescend me.
What about the way I loved you then?
I don't see what it matters now. You have another man, one you spend all your time with. Danny needs you more than I...
Don't you even dare!
Rosa, it's over. I will always love you. I just can't be in love with you. I need you more right now, more than you can give me.
Then he was gone. Looking back on it now, I see that Carlos felt neglected. I was spending so much time at the hospital. Before Danny came to live with us, Carlos had me all to himself. But it was selfish of him to think I'd pick him over Danny. I would have been there for him if he asked me to. But he said nothing. And Danny's pleading eyes won me over. I could never make Carlos see that. So, I let him leave. And Danny died.
Adios, mi precioso. Goodbye.
I stood in the graveyard so long that day. It was just me, in the heat of that eternal, tranquil resting place. Long after everyone else had left. It was then, at that point, that I became Eve. I couldn't be Rosa any longer. I was so angry. I was hurt and confused, and there wasn't a single person left to yell at. I had worked hard to become Rosa, Carlota, Silvania, Cristanti, but I needed something that wasn't me, something that could help me deal with this pain. It was the only way for me to move on without the grief overcoming me. In a way, becoming Eve was my salvation. I did what I could to be strong. I kept myself preoccupied by attending school to study real estate. I took a class at the local community college. I sold my first house in 1989, and by 92, I had put the house that Carlos and Rosa shared on the market. It wasn't a place that I could see myself in. Ah, but that was all so long ago. I tried not to dwell on old memories, especially those that were not so happy. As I've aged, life has shown me to respect the past. That's very important. So several years after our divorce, Carlos called me. I didn't want to talk to him. But there was something in his voice, desperation perhaps, that I never remember hearing before. So I agreed to meet with him.
I'm sorry about Danny.
It's too late to apologize now.
I've been to his grave several times. I can't tell you how many times I regretted what I did. Every day, Rosa, every day.
Eve. My name is Eve now.
You will always be Rosa to me.
That's fine. But if you wish to continue this conversation, you will call me Eve.
Okay. Eve. I wanted to talk to you. Well, I need to talk to you. Mostly, I owe you an apology. I can never forgive myself for leaving you and for leaving Danny.
I'm not sure if I can forgive you so easily.
I have no excuse. I'm not giving you one. And you could hate me for the rest of your life after this. I just needed to see you.
Well, I'm here. Look at me.
Eve, I'm dying. I have prostate cancer. It was detected during my last physical, but it was too late.
What?
You were the best thing that ever happened to me. I never deserved you.
What are you saying?
You were worth more than I could have ever given you. I'm not capable of the kind of love you needed. I just disappointed all the women I was with after you. I was so afraid of letting you down, so I left. Hurting you, I could handle. Failing you would have killed me. I thought I was doing the right thing by you, and instead wounded the only woman I ever loved. Danny died before I could apologize to him. I couldn't have the same with you.
That was all I ever wanted from him. An explanation. So I thought about it and decided to keep a civil friendship with him. That was the man I loved, and it was nice to have him back again. I never remarried. It wasn't important to me. I had myself, and that was all that I needed. Then just 2 days ago, I received a phone call from Pilar, Carlos' sister. Carlos had finally succumbed to cancer. I cried for him. This is the conclusion of a chapter in my life. After his funeral today, I will be able to completely close Rosa's life and know that there is peace among the few people who were part of it. Looking back now, I never thought I'd survive. And some days still, it all seems so surreal. This funeral's the last hurdle I have to jump. This time I will give Carlos a proper goodbye. Listen. The whole house is silent. I like it like that. No noise to distract me from dreams. I like to cherish each moment of my life. They are, after all, the stories that made me who I am today. I was born Rosa Carlotta Silvania Cristanti. But you can call me Eve.
These times are so uncertain. There's a yearning undefined, and people filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? And the trust and self-assurance that lead to happiness are the very things we kill, I guess. Pride and competition cannot fill these empty arms. In the world they put between us, you know it doesn't keep us warm. I've been trying to live without you now, but I miss you, baby. More I know, the less I understand, and all the things I thought I'd figured out, I have to learn again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak, and my heart is so shattered.
You Can Call Me Eve was written by Michael Cologne. The executive producer and director of this episode is Debo Katun. Producer, Donna Walker. Co-producer, engineer, and editor, Ji Hyun Lee. Our student intern is Claire Kelly. Eve was played by Esther Tita Mercado. Rosa was played by Jesse Morales. Danny was played by Eddie Diaz. Carlos was played by Richard Azurdia. And Maria was played by Vanessa Romero. Join us for the second half of The Courtyard. Stay tuned for our live discussion with a call-in number of 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK.